Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Empower Your Life Summit. I am Sue Erta. I'm your host for this incredible event where I get the supreme honor, really, of talking to and interviewing these amazing women who are the co-authors of the upcoming book, Empower Your Life. And I am so grateful for each of them because they decided to step up and share their stories so that you can be inspired and motivated on your own life journey to feel more empowered every single day. And I know that's why you are here listening to this, and I know that's why they are here. So this is a divine matchup here, so I so appreciate all of you. And I am so happy today to be talking with Lucy Benjamin. She is an incredible woman, and I am going to introduce her to you, and then we'll get started talking with her. Lucy Irene Benjamin is a writer, professor of literature, and certified law of attraction life coach. Lucy was born and raised in Ghana, and she now lives with her family in Nigeria, where she has taught for over two decades at Benue State University in Makurdi. Her own experiences and love of teaching inspired her to help others navigating life transitions. In her coaching practice, she aspires to empower her clients with processes to manage their lives rather than allowing the world to manage them. And Lucy, I am happy to be talking with you today. How are you?
I'm good, Sue, and I'm happy to be here.
Me too. Me too. This is great to be able to actually talk to each other, because it's one thing reading a story in a book, but actually being able to hear your voice and feel your energy is really beautiful. And, you know, Lucy, I think a great place to start for our listeners would be for you to share a little bit about your personal journey and how it has led you to where you are today.
Thank you, Sue. I would like to start from my childhood. I grew up in a family of eight siblings, and I was the seventh child. So that meant I was one of the youngest, in fact, the last but one youngest in the family. And the way we were brought up, my mother shared the chores in the house. And being one of the youngest, my own part was to sweep the house and to do the dishes. That was my duty. And I grew up to understand that that was no big deal, because my elder siblings did the cooking. Some did the cooking, others did the laundry, and even the very eldest ones bought our Christmas clothes. So it appeared as if each person had something to do for the family to keep it as a unit. And I also grew up learning to do my duties as best as I could. In fact, when I washed the dishes, I did them as if I was doing them to win a prize. The same with sweeping. I tend to think that it's my mother that's brought up these qualities in me. And so I grew up and I trained to be a teacher. And as a teacher, I brought these same principles to my work. I knew that being a teacher meant teaching my students as well as mentoring them. In other words, I would teach them the subject I was supposed to teach, but then I made sure that they liked what I thought as well as what they saw about me outside. And that was part of the mentoring. As I got older and got married, I knew I had to perform my duties as a wife. And as a mother, I had to guide my children. And happily, I have four children. They are all grown up now. And I happen now to be a faculty member at the Benue State University. And I've come across life coaching, and I've also trained to be a life coach. So currently, what I would like to do is to share what I've learned with my community to help them be good versions of themselves, be confident, be creators of their lives, and be happy with themselves. So that's where I am right now.
I love that. You know, that's so simple, really. Like, those are very simple principles. And you said you learned it as a child, and you took it throughout your whole life to do the duties and do the best you can with what you're doing and put everything into it. And I so appreciate that you do that. And also the principles that you're teaching your clients of to be confident, to be creative, and be happy, those are also what I would think are pretty simple principles, although many people have difficulty with some of that. But so in talking about simplicity, what does that mean to you, Lucy, and why do you feel it's so important?
Yes, I like simplicity. And I like the adage, small is beautiful. You see, when you make things simple, it's easy to follow, and you don't get overwhelmed. So what I believe in is, wherever you find yourself, whatever you are doing, you need to know who you are, what you are meant to be doing. Ask yourself, am I doing this thing properly? Am I honoring myself? When you do that, things become very simple, and life is simple because you are just following basic things that matter anyway. But I know some people, the more complicated, the better. But that doesn't pay. That's why I like simplicity.
I'm with you, Lucy. I love simplicity. I like ease. I like simplicity. And you're right. There are some people that like to complicate things. But do you think that there is a direct relationship between simplicity and happiness?
Yes, Sue. Definitely. If you see life and you take life in very simple ways, you move along. You have fewer obstacles. And even when the hurdles come, you know you can approach them in a simple way. So life gets easy and you move on. That's how I see it.
Me too. I agree with you. You know, Lucy, let me ask you this other bigger question maybe. Do you believe that we have all come here with a purpose or a mission?
Yes, Sue, we have all come here with a purpose and mission. And I'm very glad to have come across the powerful You Women movement. You see, life is all about learning, development, expansion, and sharing. If we live out those things, life becomes meaningless, and it becomes just as the preacher in Ecclesiastes says, it becomes all vanity. We are here, we are meant to develop ourselves, and when we get some expertise, we need to share with the people around us. We need to share with the people in our communities. And this is what the Powerful You movement is doing. And this is why I'm so excited to be a part of them.
And we're very happy to have you, Lucy. You know, the Powerful You movement, we started that a while ago, several years ago, and it really does resonate. There's something about that. I believe, like you do, that we're all sent here with some sort of purpose or mission. And it seems to me that the people who are making the biggest difference and also the people who are happiest in their lives are following that purpose that they are here and destined to do. I wonder, Lucy, if you could tell us, How can somebody know if they are on purpose and if they are on the right path for themselves?
Yes. A lot of times, some people think they don't even know what their purpose is. But to elaborate on this, I would like to draw our attention to what a Greek philosopher, Socrates, said. Socrates said, "Man, know thyself. Man, know thyself." And what that means is simply what I tried to explain before. Make things simple. Wherever you are, find out what you are in the position you are in. I'll give you an example because I teach in a tertiary education. You see, we have all categories of students that come into the university campus. And some of them get lost because when they come, they are intoxicated with the fact that there's academic freedom in the university. So, because they've broken away from what's obtained in their secondary schools, for example, there was time for class and you had to be in class or you got punished. In the university, you are free. You can attend lectures or you don't. And some of them would sleep all morning. They will not attend lectures. They will not do their assignments. They will not go and read reference books that they've been given. And then they flunk in their exams. And at the end of 4 years, they have nothing to show for it. So that is because they never ask themselves, why am I in this university? What am I here for? If you are here as a student, please behave like a student. You attend your lectures, you do your assignments, etc., etc. In the same way, if you are a teacher, ask yourself, am I giving the students the right stuff? Am I honoring myself in the job I'm doing? If you are a father, are you doing the duties of a father? So those are the questions, basic questions, but they are very important questions. So at every point in life, we have to ask ourselves, who am I? What am I in this position for? Am I doing my work well? Am I honoring myself? It is true that we are not perfect. And it is not perfection that we are after. What we are after is doing our very best in whatever we have to do. When we do that, God fills in our inadequacies. But we must do our part, as imperfect as it is, and allow God to fill in the gaps.
Absolutely. You know, Lucy, it's interesting that you say that about asking questions. I think that self-inquiry is so very important, asking. And, you know, a lot of people don't do that. Like you said, these college students, they just go through the motions. They are just there. They are studying or not studying. They're sleeping because they never ask the question, what am I here to do? And I love that. And mm-hmm. that's also something that helps people, I think, to know if they're on the right path. What am I here to do? Am I here on purpose? And I love that you're saying that about those questions. And that's a great example, too, of those kids in school. And I think also, I just wanted to ask you if you think this is true. You're talking about how simple it is to do this. Do you think also being disciplined makes life simpler?
Of course. Being disciplined makes life simple. And also, knowing when opportunities come your way, you have to grab them. But most of the time, we procrastinate. A good thing comes along and you say, oh, tomorrow. But tomorrow never comes. So we must learn to live in the now. Now. The time for everything is now. Don't wait till tomorrow. And again, we must learn to ask for help. We are here, yes. But we are not alone. Yes, we must learn to ask for help.
Absolutely. We are all here in this world together. There's no mistake that we are here in this lifetime, in this very moment together, and we're here for each other. I believe that too, Lucy. So that's great. You know, Lucy, as we go through life, we experience different challenges at different points in our life. Would you say that there are any misconceptions people have about challenges that happen in life?
Yes, we all come across challenges, difficulties, issues in life. If not, life will just be a flat thing, but it isn't so. And it is in overcoming those hurdles that make us grow. But we have to learn how to overcome the hurdles. When you are in difficulty, you don't just remain or keep whatever you are going through to yourself. It is said that a problem shared is a problem half solved. So let us learn to ask for help. Most of the time, we forget there are simple words in scriptures that we can learn huge things from. In scripture, it is said, ask and you will receive. Knock and the door will be opened. Seek and you will find. But when we come across difficulties, we just get into a cocoon. We are by ourselves. We don't move forward. So, these things are very important. Just as I mentioned that procrastination too should be avoided. Another thing I've come across is that some people say, oh, I'm 60. I'm too old. What can I learn at 60? You know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. But this is not true. We learn every day in our lives. It's an opportunity to learn. So, like the Greeks say, carpe diem. Make hay while the sun shines. When an opportunity comes, grab it. Do the best you can with that opportunity. And allow God to do the rest.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think when you say opportunity comes, I think that often that there are opportunities within the challenges that we face as well. Have you found that to be true in your life, Lucy?
Yes, I found that to be true. Because sometimes you never know, but within the opportunity or the challenge, you learn something that expands your life. If I may give an example. I didn't know how to type, and I never saw a computer till maybe the early 1980s. Before then, I had never seen a computer. So by the time I saw a computer, I was over 40. But it happened that as my children were learning, I also learned, and with learning to work on a computer have come many profits, many good deeds, many opportunities. So I just compare it. It's like at the time of literacy or reading, those that didn't learn to read, when mass publication of books came in, because they were not literate, they couldn't access the books. In the same way with computer. Those that said, no, I'm too old. Now they can't do anything. They've missed opportunities. So in my own life, I've seen how challenges bring us good things. And I'm ready to share with people what I've learned.
Yes. I love that, Lucy, because you are out there sharing your story, sharing your life, and being a coach. You just studied coaching in the past several years, and now you're out there doing this to help other people be empowered in their own lives and help them to overcome challenges and help them to feel good and live in the simplicity of life. And I love everything that you're doing. And, Lucy, I know that you have a very special gift for our listeners. Can you please tell them about it and how they can access it?
Oh, yes. For all you listeners, I have a gift for you. It is a tips booklet, an e-book made up of 52 tips. The idea is that each week you'll take one tip and try to incorporate what that tip says in your life, in your duties. For example, the first tip is know thyself. So that tip challenges you to find out what position you are in at that particular time. And then to ask yourself those basic questions. What am I here? What am I supposed to do in this position? Am I doing it well? Am I honoring myself? And as you work through the tips booklet each week, it is made up of 52 tips. So that means you have a whole year to develop yourselves. And by the end of the year, you'll be a very different person. You would have learned a lot that will make you a better version of yourself. I forgot to tell you, the title of the tips booklet is Be a Better Version of Yourself. Be the best version of yourself. And to access it, you just have to shoot me an email. Send it to livajime@yahoo.com. That is L for light, I for Isaac, V for Victor, A for Apple, J for John, I for Isaac, M for Mary, and E for Elton @yahoo.com, all in lowercase. And I will send you a copy of the tips booklet. You may also contact me on my website. And you can go to lifecoachlive.com. Lifecoachlive.com. That is L for love, I for Isaac, F for fish, E for Esther, C for cat, O for oxygen, A for apple, C again for cat, H for hell, L for light, I for Isaac, V for Victor, lifecoachlive.com. If you do this, wonderful, you'll get a copy of my tips booklet.
Beautiful. And I love your website, Lucy, because it tells us more about who you are and how you're showing up in this world as a coach. And I really appreciate you being a part of this. I really appreciate and love that you are out there doing the great good that you're doing and living your life on purpose every moment of your life. And I really appreciate that, and I love you being this beautiful example for all of us. Thank you so much, Lucy, for sharing your story in the book. I had the privilege of reading your story already, and I know that our listeners will really want to, you know, open up that page and read your story in the book. So thank you so much for sharing your beautiful energy with us, Lucy.
Thank you, Sue, for having me.
You're welcome. And listeners, thank you, too, for being a part of this, because as you move more into your own empowerment in your own life, you are a beautiful example, too, for other people that are out there wishing to do the same. So continue to do that. Continue to listen to the summit. All of these amazing authors are here sharing their messages for you. Be sure to buy that book March 20th on launch day, the Empower Your Life book, and you'll get many gifts from our partners and authors. These are incredible gifts along with the gift of the book. So thank you all for being a part of this. Thank you for sharing your energy with us and all the people that you are sharing it with in the world. And keep doing the great good that you're doing, everyone. Bye for now.